When I think upon your goodness and your faithfulness each day.
Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor John Joseph. John Joseph is a pastor, teacher, and an evangelist of God's word. He's the father of Real Grace Chapel, a thriving church in the heart of Lagos, Nigeria. Be blessed as you listen to this message.
Enjoying the favor of God. The favor of God. And it's a spiritual happiness and the favor of God. Then another meaning of blessed is enjoying heavenly felicity. I like this one. Enjoying heavenly felicity. Of what? Enjoying heavenly felicity. What does this mean? It means, for instance, that God is so happy with you that he's beginning to fellowship with you. And felicitation means that, you know, you are rejoicing with someone. When you are rejoicing with someone, you are, you know, you are sharing mutual happiness. So in other words, when you are felicitating with someone, that means that probably somebody had achieved something. Now you are sending greetings. You are rejoicing with the person, maybe on the occasion of something that is to be blessed. So when God looks at you and look at how your life has now turned out to be, how your life has now been transformed, he begins to felicitate with you. In other words, it's not everybody that enjoys God's felicitation. But when a man is blessed, God begins to felicitate with you. This month, may you know the joy of heavenly felicitation. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, last week, then I went on to say how to provoke the blessings of God. You know, in Genesis chapter 1, we read the account last week where the Bible said that when God created man, he began to bless man. He was blessing man. And I said that perhaps the greatest thing God can give to you is his blessing. That was why in Genesis chapter 12, when God called Abraham, one of the things he said, he said, come out of your kindred, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. In other words, even though you can be a great nation and not be blessed, but this time around, you are going to be a great nation and you are also going to be blessed. There are great men who all that they can boast of is financial prosperity, but they are not blessed. They are not blessed. So be blessed is beyond money. It's beyond just having one or two things. It's more than that. It's you are enjoying the presence of God, heavenly felicitation, the favor of God. All this money cannot buy. So he said to Abraham, he said, I will make of thee a great nation and I will bless thee. This month, even today, may the blessings of God rain upon your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, how to provoke the blessings of God? Number two. I told you number one last week was be a doer of the word of God. Number two is serve God. Serve God. Or serving God. You want to be blessed in life? You want to enjoy heavenly felicity? You want to be truly happy? You want to have joy that money cannot buy? Oh, you want to enjoy the favor of God. These kinds of blessing come when you begin to serve God. Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. It says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. And he shall bless. He shall bless thy bread and thy water, and he will take sickness away from the midst of thee. May these blessings locate you today in the name of Jesus. Amen. He said, when you serve God, he will bless your food, bless your water. In fact, his blessings will begin to take over everything you do. Why? Because you are serving him. Now, what does it mean to serve God? Now, serving God is beyond singing. You can be singing and not serving him. Serving God is beyond coming to church. You can come to church and you are not serving him. Serving God is more than having a Christian name Oh, they call you John. They call you Joseph. They call you Peter. They call you Andrew. They call you Philip. They call you Bartholomew. They call you Susan. They call you Christiana. They call you Christy. They call you Esther. They call you all these wonderful names. It does not mean that you are serving God. You can have a Christian name and still not serve God. What does it mean to serve God? Serving God simply means to be born again. You see, when you begin to serve God, it means you have surrendered your life to Him. You have given your life to Him. Now, a lot of the time, people do not understand what this means. How can being born again mean serving God? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, which is just one of the recitation we make after the service. Matthew 6, 33, it says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all other things, every other thing shall be added to you." In fact, NLT says, "Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and live righteously, and it will give you everything you need." What do you need in life? You need a good car. You need visa. Everything you need, the Bible says, as you begin to seek God, as you begin to serve God, He, God Almighty Himself, will begin to add it to you. Others are chasing it, but the blessing will begin to chase you. Whilst others will have to go and chase it, the Bible says that when you seek God, when you put God first in your life, when you begin to realize that it's not by your power and your might, it's by the help of God, the Bible says that at that moment of your life, when you get to that point, God will begin to hard. In other words, you are here and the things are coming. What others have to sweat and sweat for, what others have to lie for, what others have to kill for, what others have to do to the answer for, the Bible says God, when you begin to seek Him, when you begin to serve Him, will begin to add it to you. Today, every good thing you lack, may God add it to you in the name of Jesus. Oh, those who want it, shout a resounding amen. Amen. It says seek first. He didn't say seek second. He didn't say seek third. You know, in life, there are priorities. Priorities are things we give attention to at the detriment of others sometimes. In other words, when you have option A, B, C, D, the one you choose first is your priority. Now, in life, a lot of us have chosen things. Some of us have chosen marriage first. Some of us have chosen education first. Some of us have chosen our boyfriend, our girlfriend, our career first. And we said, God can come later. But let me say this to you today. The Bible says, God should not be number three. God should not be number four. God should not be even number 2A. God should be number one thing you seek first in your life. Because the Bible says, what shall he gain? What shall he profit a man? What gain can a man have if he has everything he ever dreams of and lose his soul? As you are seated here today, ask yourself, who is number one in your life? Who is number one? Now, how do you know number one? You simply know because he occupies the most important place in your life. You can take everything away, but you can't joke with that one. Your number one is the one you spend more time with. Your number one is the one you think more of. You know, some of us, as we are here today, even as we are here now, the number one in your life is just a girl somewhere. She's the one you think of. Or for you, number one is one guy somewhere. Oh, you are dreaming of spending all your life with him. Well, I have good news for you. It is not wrong for you to think like that, but it is wrong where that person has taken the place of God in your life. We sacrifice for other things. You know, this world has come to the point where God is not important anymore. Even we Christians sometimes, when we look at our priority, we realize that God is not really as important as we claim to be. When someone says, oh, I am born again. Look at it sometimes. We don't attach so much importance to it. And we come to the same God like an ATM machine. And we cry to this same God. We want him to bless us. We want him to do everything for us. But yet our life is not close to him. Serving God means giving your life to him. Making him your number one. What does it mean to be born again? You know, to be born again, you know, is to become another man. I want to say this to you. That every one of us were born into sin. Psalm 51. Can you just give me Psalm 51, guys? Psalm 51, verse 16 to 17. Look at what the psalmist said. Psalm 51, verse 15, 16 to 17. Said 16 to 17. 16, 16. Move to 16 straight off for me. Very fast, please. 1:6. I didn't say 1:5. 1:6. 1:6. 16. Okay. Says, for thou desirest not sacrifice, else I will have given it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings. In other words, it's not all those things. But what does God want from you? The next one, verse 17, says what? Verse 17 says, the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou will not despise. In fact, in that psalm, well, I think in verse 6 thereabout, I think, let me just put it down. Verse 6 says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while, okay, no, I'm on, that's 55 verse 6, sorry. Psalm 51 again, I want to pull up something, I think somewhere in verse 12 of Psalm. Oh, yes, I know what the problem is. That's why it's good not to allow your children near your Bible sometime. But thank God I'm using a digital Bible. Amen. Okay, good. Verse 5. It says, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. You see, when our first father, Adam, sinned against God, every product of Adam became sin. That is why sometimes you find out that without going to any school, children begin to lie. No, I'm yet to see anybody that went to the school of lying or university of stealing. But there is this thing in us as a man, as unregenerated man, that is called the sinful nature. This sinful nature makes you naturally desire sinful things. That is why sometimes when even nowadays, when they want to sell things, they just go and look for something sinful to connote whatever people want to sell. For instance, if people want to sell cars, they will go and sometimes look for a lady with half-naked lady to stand there, because you know that, you know, when you see the lust of the eyes, maybe you will think about it. When today, when people want to do something, you know, they just try to quote, if it is not coated with sin, it's like it will not sell. Because why? In fact, one of the things you also know is that, have you ever realized that maybe you are on the social media or you're on the newspaper and you hear this, that, maybe Kim Kardashian shared a nude picture, or what the nude picture of this one. Instantly when you hear nude, be honest to yourself. So I need somebody to be honest to yourself. When you hear, this person was caught naked, oh, check yet, what do you think you will feel like doing instantly? Watch some pastor caught having sex with school, or watch so-and-so caught having sex. Oh, man, the other day I saw something like Davido's sex tape leaked. And before you know it, everybody like, sex tape leaked, sex tape. Am I wrong? No, you're looking at me as if I'm saying something. Am I wrong? If you hear Davido's sex tape leaked, and this one, let me look for the right word. Sunday service, last Sunday service preaching of Pastor John Joseph. Now, these are headlines. Pastor John Joseph preaching last Sunday service, Davido's sex tape leaked online. Now, these two headlines, naturally, which one do you think will have more views? Which one do you think we had more view in less than 15 minutes? Be honest to yourself. do you think naturally people will not at all? Click here to read the scripture, the Bible quote for today. Or Omolara caught having sex. Or Omolara, which one do you think? If I ask for the quote, the Bible quote of the day. But Omolara caught having sex. Click to watch live or see the video. Before 15 seconds, I'm sure that one will have had more views. Right or wrong?
Right.
Now, what do you think is informing the decision of those individuals? It's called the sinful nature. Every man was born with it. So in sin did my mother conceive me. You think that that is not the case? That is what the Bible says. That is why naturally you will love the things that are not appealing. Some of you today, if today was this morning were to be the birthday of your friend, the birthday of some of your friends, and they put it Sunday morning, before now, some of you will have preferred to go to that birthday service or birthday party than to come to church. Tuesday, so for some of us before, if Tuesday happened to fall, maybe there's a Champions League or a service, right? On Tuesday, some of us any day, any time will choose the Champions League above the service. Why do you think you make such decision? It is called what? The sinful nature that naturally does not love God. So when we say the word born again, it now means that at a particular time, place, you decided to allow Jesus to come into your life of your own will. If you do not say, come in, it will never come in, because God himself will not force himself on any man. God respects your will. So until you say, Heavenly Father, come into my life. Lord Jesus, I believe. And you make those confessions. Why is that so? Romans chapter 10 verse 10 says, give me Romans chapter 10 verse 10. He said, with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. With the heart, man believeth. Romans 10, 10. Romans 10, 10. Say, for with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So at a particular place or time and time, when you now confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, give me verse 13. Verse 13 says what? For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So you call upon him. Oh God, I know I'm a sinner. What are you doing? You are acknowledging that, yes, you are born in sin. You are acknowledging that, I have no good in my flesh. So you say, Lord, please come save my soul. Have mercy on me. And you begin, at that moment, you begin to make that confession. The Bible said that then Jesus will step into your life. Then he will take over your will. Then he will make his abode in your life. Then you are born again. A lot of people are not born again even though they are coming to church. Coming to church is not the same thing as being born again. Coming to church and sitting down and hearing my sermon or having a Christian name is not the same thing as being born again. And born again is not a cliche that we just say. It is there in the Bible. Give me John chapter 3 verse 3. John chapter 3 verse 3. The Bible says, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again. Again, except a man be born again, except you, shall they be born again, except someone be born again, except Joseph be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. He can't see it. You want to be blessed in this life? The key is to be born again. You know, there's a lamentation in the Bible. I would like to read Romans chapter 7. I want you to just follow me as I read this particular one. Romans chapter 7, verse 15. Romans chapter 7, verse 15. I want you to hear what the Apostle Paul says. I will read from what I call the Message Bible Translation. Romans chapter 7, and I'll read from verse 15. Look at this. It says, I don't understand about myself is that I decide one way, but then I act another. Doing things I absolutely despise. So if I can't be trusted to figure out what is best for myself and then do it, it becomes obvious that God's command is necessary. But I need something more. For if I know the law but still can't keep it, and if the power of sin within me keeps sabotaging my best intention, I obviously need help. I realize that I don't have what it takes. I can will it, but I can't do it. I can decide to do good, but I don't really do it. I decide not to do bad, but then I do it anyway. My decisions, such as they are, don't result in actions. Some things has gone wrong deep within me and gets the better of me every time. It happens so regularly that it's predictable. The moment I decide to do good, sin is there to trip me up. I truly delight in God's command, but it's pretty obvious that not all of me joins in that delight. Part of me covertly rebel, and just when I least expect it, they take charge. Verse 24. I have tried everything. Nothing helps. I am at the end of my rope. Is there no one who can do anything for me? Isn't that the real question? Verse 25. The answer, thank God, is that Jesus Christ can and does. Hallelujah. He acted to set things right in the life of contradiction, where I want to serve God with all my heart and mind, but I'm pulled by influence of sin to do something totally different. Wow. A lot of us here today, when you look back into your life, realize you are so surprised how you have come to this point in your life. It's because of the sinful nature in your flesh. So when you become born again, one of the major things, listen to me now, one of the major things that happens when you become born again is that you give Jesus room in your life to begin to change the way you think. The way you think. Because the Bible said, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You see, when you are not born again, you give Satan the power to influence your mind. And you find yourself that each time you see bad things, that is what you want to choose to do. Good things don't easily appeal to you. And you know where this will end? The Bible says that the wages of sin is death. Anyone that is not born again is separated from God. You may have money, but you don't have God. You may have the clapping ovation of men, but you don't have God. And when you don't have God, you don't have anything. Because it is with God you have something. You see, when you are not born again, anyone that is not born again, his life is like a wild dog that if you don't put chain on it, can easily go. When you can easily begin to bite and do all sorts of things. Anyone that is not born again is like a balloon that does not just want to stay on this ground, bloated, and just want to fly away until it busts. Is not happy. Listen to me. The greatest decision you can make, if you want God to bless you, God does not bless sinner. He blesses his children. We are all here in church, but the truth is, not all of us are children of God. The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 12, he says, for as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believed in his name. You have to receive him. Look at how you are struggling in life. You are struggling in life because all you have is you are doing it by yourself, and you thought that life is all about you, but you have taken God away. But the thing is, if you will allow him, the way everything will change will be different. It just changes the way you think. I want to tell you a story from the Bible. Can I have this pulpit moved by the side? I just want to share a story with you right now. This story is found in Luke chapter 15. Let's open our Bible to Luke 15. I'm talking about the greatest thing you can do for yourself. Luke chapter 15. Are you in Luke chapter 15? We are going to be reading from verse 11. There's a fantastic story. And this story tells a lot about, virtually about every one of us here. Now, the introduction of this story talks about two individuals. So, Luke chapter 15, verse 11. It says here, a certain man had two sons. Why did he say a certain man had two sons? Who is this certain man? The certain man in this story is God himself. And he said, God had two sons. Everybody started well in life. That is why you see that hardly will you see anybody that hates little children. Don't you realize that when you see little children, you all want to play with them? Little children are very attractive. Why? That's the beauty of innocency. When you see a child, even in the car, the smile melts your heart. You used to be like that. I was like that. Said a certain man had two sons. Two of them. Anytime I see young children, I easily attracted to them. And I believe I'm not the only one. Two sons. But what happened today that as we begin to grow up, today, the same you, when you now, people see you, you are no longer celebrated. Because the sinful nature, as you are growing up, began to take upper hand in your life and in our lives. The sinful nature began to corrupt the nature, that innocence in nature. So you see that all of a sudden the same child that used to just run around in panties, run around and be happy, is now turning to a street fighter. He's now turning to a liar. Then the parent begins to pick up whip. The child that we carried and we nurtured, from whence coming now that we have to begin to beat this child? The sinful nature. The Bible said that two sons. I don't know which one you are right now, but as we read this story on, I want you to work. Now, one of them made a very important decision. That is not the main person in this story. And what was that? That one, at a tender age of his life, decided to give his life to God. So he stayed with God. There are two of them. So the first one decided to, well, I don't have anything to lose. What do I have to lose if I decide to serve God? So one out of the two stayed with God. But the next one looked at it and felt, like I told you, I said, one of the things that happened is that when the sinful nature begins to gain ground in your life, Kingsley, can I have some background keyboard, please? When the sinful nature begins to gain advantage in your life, what happens simply is that it will begin to change the way you think. Why? Because it wants your life to end like his life, which is Satan's way, destruction. Satan does not have anything good. He wants every life to end in destruction. So, the next verse. This is a story that Jesus told for such a time as this. So, the next verse, what does the next verse say? He said, verse 12 of the same, where are we now? Luke, what are we? 15. So let's, verse 12 says, and the younger of them said unto his father, give me all the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. You know, this point is the point whether you are a sinner or you are a child of God. You see that we all breathe in the same air. The same sunshine we enjoy. The same rain falls on all of us. He's divided his blessing. It does not matter whether you reject him. It does not matter whether you decide to live your life anyhow. You wake up early morning, even if you don't pray, you still breathe in the air he has created. Even though you say, you don't even, when you see people going to church, you mock them. You don't see any reason why you should even talk to God. In his mercy, sometimes he still gives you the same 24 hours. You still walk on the ground. He will not allow the ground to open mouth and swallow you. He divided his blessings to them. Whether you are a sinner, whether you are a righteous person, God gave everybody equal opportunity. Because he wants you to love him from your heart. Now, look at what the other one did. When he enjoyed, this one decided, I'm going to serve him with everything I have. But this is where majority of all falls in. The next verse. Verse 13. And not many days after, the young son gathered all together. Look at. And took his journey into a far country. First, separation from God. This is what sin does. You are here today, but when you look at it, you are so far from God. So far from God. Ask yourself, why are you running away from God? Why are you running away from God? It's because Satan has changed the way we think to make you think that moving closer to God is going to be a big problem in your life. Why should you ever go to church? Why should you ever serve God? Why should you ever join the choir? Why should you be involved in the things of God? But when you are involved in other things, you don't have problem. Because you see, Satan's vision, aim for your life is to separate you far, far, far from God as possible. Some of you, some years ago, you had mothers who used to pray with you. You grew up probably in a home where they used to have morning devotion. Some of us here today, we used to even pray some time ago. We used to love God. But today, ordinary blessing, we have taken our journey far. Now, when we take that journey far, do you know what Satan presents? He said, and wasted his substance with riotous living. This is what Satan wants for you. When people say that they are enjoying life, bring my drinks for me, please. Look at it. Today, do you know what people celebrate as real life? Sister Patmos, can you please come? Give me a chair. Okay. Can I have them? Wow. This is what we call life. Get my girlfriend a chair. This is my girlfriend. Is it when? Is it not what we watch in the movies? Is it not what they sing to us every day? That mo fe shaye. Is that not what it says? I want to enjoy life. You see, when you have this, come. You see, I have spent my hi, baby. What's up? How you doing? You see, I just saw you passing by the other time. You know, it's like I know you from somewhere. It's like I know you from somewhere. And she too looks. You see, this is what we call life. Oh, yo. You see? Oh, yeah. Sit down. This is what we call life. Life. Is that not what we call life? Give me my help now. Ah, life. Life is sweet. Even early in the morning is what we call life, right? And you know, this same guy, then all of a sudden, he doesn't see reason as to why he should have a suit anymore. Because he feels that this is a load. You see, this same guy no longer see reason why. You see, he thinks that this person is no longer responsible dressing like this. So, this is total. This is not. He said, when you look around, you will know that this is, how can people celebrate such a thing? This is life. Is that what happened? Is that what we do now? Huh? Is that what we do? All right? Then? No, is this not what we call life? Is it not what we call life? Is it not what we call life? Is it not what it means to enjoy life? No, this is life. This is life. This is the life Satan wants you to live. This is what is presenting to you as the real thing. He says, no, that one you were growing up to be is not the right way. I have a better life for you. So Satan presents you with this. Say, so, yeah. And you see, we move around. So Afana. A moment. Big boy. Isn't that what we celebrate? You see, the other day I saw somebody also pouring it on his head. Life, big boy. This is life. And they say, Yahuzo, 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 Yahuzo. And now, this guy does not even see any reason as to why you should use his intelligence for something anymore. So the next thing is, he's looking for somebody else to dupe. He's looking for somebody else to rob. He's looking for how to squander the wealth. And he gets this money, riotous living. Riotous living. Come. Takes this one to the corner, riotous living. That one has finished. Winner come. The next one. You see, he's never satisfied. He thinks by having more girls, there is a longing in here. But it's only, you see, what your heart is longing for is not more women. So some of us here today, see, stay there. So he sees this one again. You look like Angel Mata. You look, your eyes is like Diana's eyes. Were you created or were you crafted? See, I am Jack Toronto. And you see, probably this girl too looks at it and says, oh, mommy. See, swatch. Swatch, wristwatch. See, big boy. Oh, carry this one again. Carry this one. Stay there. Horse. Oh, 5 minutes. Then on and on, he continues that life. On and on, he continues that life. Now, do you know one thing that is making this guy into this point? Simply, he's playing out the script the devil has designed, but he didn't know it. It's a script. Somebody comes to him. Can I have a preacher? Somebody comes to him. A preacher comes to him. Whilst he's busy Pastor,
God love you.
Some of us, you know, if you go to hell, they cannot lie you. Yeah, I go do bad things out there.
Hell is real.
God will carry me. If you want to throw me inside, he go throw me past hellfire.
It's That one is deception. God can never betray anybody. Where we are going, we will design it ourselves.
No. Ask yourself, all that this man has been saying since, in what way is it bad? But when Satan stays inside, good becomes bad in your ears, and bad becomes good. Watch. I need another one. This one is coming to invite him to the club. This one is coming to talk to him about girls. The preacher is disappointed. He's going. Now this guy come. Should I or more?
Bad man.
Hey, Charlie. I'm back. I'll wait till the happen. Wait till the happen.
You know what they happen letters now. He gave one club waiting for the cage out there. Then you get the dress naked.
Yeah! Well, I'm
Let me go there yesterday.
I'm a little shy. I'm a little shy.
If you don't allow me, they go show for there.
They go green. See me, I don't slay kafaya. I don't slay choke. Mulika, I don't slay shallow. See, I need more.
Baby, they are bad for there.
No, go. You see, this news sells easily in his ears because there is a God that has taken over his life. There is a strong man living in him that will not even make him even think of how to do something great anymore with his life. When he sees a girl, the next thing is how to sleep with him. And the Bible says, look at what the Bible says. It said, go down. Just go down. Look at. Keep going down for me very fast, guys. I need you very fast. And he will finish. Now, verse 14. Verse 14 says. Verse 14. And when he has spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land. And he began to be in want. Look at it. There's a famine coming. Everything has an expiry period. Even in a day, no matter how active you are, even when you want to stay awake, there's a point your body says, I need to sleep now. Even when you are so strong, your body says, I want to shut down now. There is a period that God has given to you. You may not know it, but it's coming gradually. Gradually. I know the Bible says, I think somewhere in verse 16, give me verse 16. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. Now look at the friend he went to go and make again. Look around you today. When was the first time you picked your bottle? Then you realize that there was the presence of some friend in your life. How come today you enjoy this? Because you have joined yourself to a citizen of that country. Even though this is so harmful to your kidneys, but you see, good becomes bad in your ears. When did you pick up your first cigarette? Realize you joined yourself to a citizen of that country. When did you begin to sleep around with girls, sleep around with boys, and live this life? Because you joined yourself to a citizen of that country. This is what the devil does not want for you. He knows as you keep joining yourself to the right people, this kind of life will leave you. You will become a... But he doesn't want it. That's why you, even though you come to church, you see, you return back to those people. You return back to them and you do what you need to do. Because at every time, Satan will keep sending the wrong people to your life to make you prostitute, to make you draw. Some of us here today, probably you started snuffing the thing. How did it come? Somebody told you that it's good. You need to be high. High, you say. High, you say. But where will it end? This is what the devil wants for your life. But I thank God for his mercies. You know, when they send this boy to go and start eating, the man said, go and eat with pigs. Go and feed the pigs. Jews, they don't eat pigs. They detest pigs. But that is what the friend said will be good for you. What will destroy you is what he said will be good for you. He said, oh, this life. Today you don't have friends who pray with you. You don't have friends who you hold hands together. But you have friends at the bar. Because the devil said that is what is good for you. You have friends at the beer parlor. You have friends who does Yahoo. You have friends who does... Those are the kind of friends the devil wants, because he knows that it will only keep you away from God. Keep you away from God. That is what the devil wants. But you know what? There comes a time God gives you an opportunity like this to open your eyes to see that that life is going to end in destruction. The ultimate part is that it's going to end in destruction. So he comes. I know what the guy did. Give me verse 17. He says, you know, when he came to himself, just as some of you now realize, all the while that he was doing all this, the Bible says he was not himself. A stronger man has gained advantage of him. A stronger man has taken over his senses. So one day, he heard a preacher preach the way I'm preaching. Why do you love to sleep at home and not want to serve God? Why are you running away from God? What evil will happen to you when you serve God? Ask yourself. So the Bible said that he came to himself. And what did he do when he came to himself? He said, how many hired servants of my father's house have bread enough to spare? And I perish. I am perishing. Now you have become a good liar. Oh, you look at your life and you realize that this is not life. This is not life. I'm perishing with this. This topo king is not life. And it says, verse 18, I will arise and go to my father's house and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned. So all this why, what Satan wants from him when he came back to himself is that this, what I call enjoying life, is enjoying sin. Said, he will arise. I will go and say, I have sinned. Give me verse 20. Look at what verse 20 says. Verse 20 says that, and he arose and came to his father. You see, now, no more. And he began to take that step of faith. But when he was yet a great way off, the Bible says, his father saw him and had compassion on him and had compassion on him, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. Wow. God has been waiting for him to come back. When God saw him at a far away, he ran. Today, I know that God has brought some people here today. When you have to also come to yourself, said, I have lived this life enough. I will also arise and go to my Father. God will not send you back. God is not condemning you. God is not rejecting you. People may call you name. You see, God did not talk about everything, every mistake he did. Even when the son said, why are you celebrating? He said, this my son was dead. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. God is not interested about all that you have done. The only thing when he came to his father was that his father hugged him. Welcome home. This is the beginning of true blessing in his life. When you come back to having a relationship with God, when you realize that there is nothing in this world but to serve God, when you say, I am going to live out the rest of my life serving God, this is the source of true blessing. This marked the turnaround in the life of this young man. And he came back home. This morning, this is also going to mark the turnaround in your life. I want all us bow. I know that God has brought somebody to the point of repentance today. And like that young man, it is time to say, I want true blessings in life. I want to have experienced blessing. Enough of this kind of life. I'm separated from this kind of life. I've come to my senses. I've come to myself. Oh God, today I'm also coming to you. I want to offer you the opportunity to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you have been coming to church for a long time. It doesn't matter. But you know that this is you. Maybe you are here. You have never given your life to Jesus. Today, I want you to become blessed by giving Jesus a chance in your life. If you want to give your life to Jesus, I want to stand to your feet. I want to pray for you. Come to me like that guy did. If you want to give your life to Jesus, come. I know God has brought you here to experience these blessings. I know you are here. I want you to arise and go to your Father's house. So begin to talk to God wherever you are. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Just say, oh God, have mercy on my soul. Everybody here today, just pray and talk to God. Lord, I know that I have been separated from you. Oh God, I know I celebrate sin, not righteousness. Oh God, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy on my soul. I want to make a decision today, Lord. Say, I have sinned. But God, have compassion on me. I have sinned. Oh God, have compassion on me. Pray that God will forgive you today. Pray that God will forgive you today. Pray that he will have mercy on your soul today. Pray that the Lord will have mercy on your soul today. You cannot afford to continue to live your life this way. Tell Satan, Satan, enough of your activity in my life. Satan, I command you in the name of Jesus. Back your Lord. I no longer belong to you. Sack the devil. devil from your life. Satan, I reject your lifestyle. It's a lifetime of destruction. I reject that lifestyle. Satan, back your load. I've come to my senses. You cannot destroy my life, Satan. You cannot destroy my life, Satan. You cannot destroy my life, Satan. Back your load. 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 Just talk to God. Talk to God. I believe something major is happening in your life today. God is operating in your life. He's operating on your heart. You are no longer going to celebrate sin. Surrender it to Jesus. Surrender it to Jesus. You know the kind of life you are living when nobody is there. Repent of your life, that life today. I repent today, repent today. Repent today. Oh, Lord. It may cost you your friends that have taught you how to eat with pigs. It may cost you your friends that have introduced you to feeding swines, to drugs, to immorality. But I tell you, Jesus is worth it in your life. It may cost you a lot of things. But you have to say to from today, I'm separating myself. I'm going all the way with Jesus. They've taught you how to use drugs. They taught you how to drink. They celebrate you when you are doing wrong things. But today, that is not life. Let Jesus have his way in your life. Say, Jesus, come and have your way in my life today. Jesus, Jesus, have your way in my life today. Pray, my brother, from the depth of your heart. Talk to him. Somebody's heart is being changed. A new heart is being given to you today. Oh God, oh God, I see a brother. God is convicting you already. He's changing your life forever. He's changing your life forever. He's changing your life forever. Thank you, oh God, for this great deliverance that is taking place right now. I see demons being cast out. I see demons leaving. I see demons leaving. I see demons leaving. Jesus is coming in. Oh, I see a heart opening to Jesus. He's coming to take over. Jesus is taking a seat in your life from today. Oh, he's taking a seat in your life today. Ha ha. Ha ha. The devil wants to destroy you, but he has failed. He wants to kill you before your time. Oh, he has planned the HIV/AIDS, but you are coming out today. For God is having compassion on you. Listen, You have done the abortions, but he's having compassion on you. Yeah. Yeah. If only you will embrace Jesus today, he's having compassion on you. You are a thief, but he's having compassion on you. He's having compassion on you. He's delivering you from waywardness. He's changing the way you think. Everybody, place your hand on your chest with me, please. And say these words with me. Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
I thank you for not condemning me. I thank you for giving me
yet another chance
to make things right with you.
To make things right with you.
The next set of recitations. Maybe you feel that you are born again, but you have battled it. So when I say I give my life to you, you will say I rededicate my life to you. Tonight I believe that this morning that every one of us can do more with our lives than we have done. We can do more. So if you are born again, as we make this result, you are going to say, I rededicate my life. And if you want to give your life to Jesus, you are going to say, I give my life to you. So say, Father God,
today willingly,
I open my heart to you. And I ask that dear Lord Jesus, I give you my life. Come into my life. And be my Lord.
And my personal Savior.
I confess with my mouth.
That you are the Son of God.
I believe with all my heart.
That God raised you from the dead.
Today, Lord Jesus.
Come take over my life.
Reign in my life.
As my Lord. As my Savior.
Say with me, Satan.
I renounce you.
I renounce your lifestyle. I renounce the life you have to offer.
And willingly.
I embrace the life of Christ Jesus.
The life that Jesus purchased for me
when he died on that tree.
I embrace and I receive the life of Christ from today.
I will live for God.
I will serve God.
As long as I live.
So help me God.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the dawn of a new day
in my life.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you for everybody here this morning. Because it is your will to bless us. Your will is to bless us. So thank you, Lord, that your blessings are now coming upon us in a new way.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, because we can boldly say that we are born again. Which marks the beginning of the greatest blessing. Lord, I pray that everyone here today, whom you have convicted, will be rooted and grounded in the truth of the gospel. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Satan, I rebuke you. You foul spirit, you demonic influences upon the life of this one, I rebuke you over their lives.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every negative addiction, I command them to be broken now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are delivered. You are set free. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for For the blessings of God that passeth all understanding are now upon your children. For in Jesus' precious name, I have prayed.
Amen.
Shout a victorious amen.
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah! Thank God you are born again. Thank God you are born again. Thank God you made the best decision you can make. And you will see blessings will begin to come to you. Amen. You know, now is just the beginning. You know, in church, we have what we call, we have a class after service that takes place. It's called Royal Grace Institute. For some of you who have been in church, but you have not been attending that class, or those of you who have just given your life to Christ today, I want to encourage you to now begin to take another step of faith by joining that believers class that will help you grow up in the things of God, that will nurture you, that will feed you. So after service, you see that about 10 minutes after service, people are sitting down in different classes. There's a class, especially that holds in this place. You can join that class. They will tell you more. By all means, decide to be part of it. I tell you, you will never regret such a decision. It is a good thing to be born again and to serve the Lord. To serve the Lord, and it will bless you. God's blessings are coming upon your life already. In Jesus' name. Put your hands together for the Lord one more time.
We hope you have been blessed by this message. For more information, please stop by our website at www.algc.ng. May God bless you.